This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It has perhaps gotten lost in the increasingly chaotic news environment as the race for the White House does what races for the White House do. But Congress is once again staring a government shutdown in the face. March 1st is the earlier of two deadlines. And among the many potential casualties of the everlasting federal budget impasse are the salaries of federal wildland firefighters. They got a raise in the Inflation Reduction Act, 50% of their base pay or an extra $20,000 a year, whichever was less. That money is long gone. The higher salaries have been kept up through a series of temporary continuing resolutions. And while a permanent fix does have a bipartisan support, as Marketplace's Savannah Maher reports, the firefighters are going to believe that when they see it.
This past June, Daniel Uphuse was out with a Forest Service crew in Western Washington.
You know, we're in the black mopping up.
That's wildland fire speak for extinguishing any material that's still burning after a fire is contained. It's tough work. And this time, Uphuse says the conditions were sketchy.
People were thinking, oh, it's getting a little windy. I don't know if we should be in here.
Wind speeds never topped 10 miles an hour. Uphuse says that was the threshold for when his crew boss would pull them off the fire line.
You hear the creaking and popping of a tree falling.
Uphuse guesses the red cedar that was coming down was 120 feet tall.
Everyone starts yelling, trying to give indications of where the tree is falling.
He says the top half landed maybe 30 feet from his crew. And after the shock wore off, Uphuse was mad. He and his colleagues were risking their lives for wages they probably could have been making in fast food or retail.
Yeah, I think about that a lot, actually.
When Uphuse started working for the Forest Service in 2020 as a seasonal employee, his base pay was just $15.50 an hour. And even working up to 800 hours of overtime each season,
it's really not that much money.
The 2021 pay boost brought him up to $22 an hour. And that was a big deal. It helped him pay off his student loans. He's got a degree in Spanish and history. And the possibility of going back to lower pay has been weighing on Uphuse and his coworkers.
There are other people that have talked about maybe going into a state agency.
A state agency like California's, which can pay firefighters double what they make with the U.S. Forest Service. Same with some city departments. And the more times Congress punts on federal firefighter pay, the better those state or private jobs start to look to frustrated workers.
You know, most folks are on really thin ice.
Kelly Martin heads up the International Association of Wildland Fire. She says the uncertainty has experienced firefighters especially fed up. They have the most to gain by moving on.
There's just such a tremendous loss of experience and qualifications when individuals can't pencil it out anymore. And lives and property are at severe risk.
Martin says veteran firefighters are invaluable, especially with climate change making wildfires more frequent and more complex to contain. Michael Wara, a climate policy expert at Stanford, says that's changing the profession.
It's kind of raised the tempo of activity.
He says firefighters are spending more time away from family, more time breathing in smoke.
That wears people down. They really need the off season to recover physically and mentally,
rather than working another job in the winter to supplement income. And Wara says the inaction from Congress gives federal firefighters the sense that they're not a priority.
Sooner or later, those people tend to go where they feel valued.
Well, I can't afford anybody to leave right now.
Warner Vanderhuel is a union rep for federal wildland firefighters. He also oversees a few crews in northern Michigan. Since this pay debacle started, he says turnover is high. Hiring is slow.
We're at bare minimum staffing to meet the day's requirements. Having someone take a day off is very difficult.
By now, maybe you're thinking this job sounds pretty grueling. Why would anyone sign up for it? Well, Daniel Uphuse, the firefighter who nearly had a tree fall on him, wants you to know he has other stories about all the cool places his job has taken him and crew camaraderie and beautiful backcountry scenery.
But you can only get paid in sunset so many times.
Uphuse recently scored a permanent firefighting job with the Forest Service. It comes with great retirement benefits. He's hoping that with some pay certainty, he can stick around. I'm Savannah Maher for Marketplace.